For details, visit sfcuonline.org or stop by any of our 10 branch offices. Some restrictions may apply. Loan becomes a variable rate loan after promotional period. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender. SFCU, banking easier.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. You can call Morabito today at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. Halftime score here, live from the U. It's Unitego Franklin 4 and Skanevis 1 in the Tri-Valley League Boys Soccer Semifinals. And wanted to give you another update on the other semifinal today, which is Edmiston and Cherry Valley Springfield Sharon Springs. They're tied 1-1 at the half. So the winners of these two games today will play in Saturday's championship game up at the Wright National Soccer Campus in Oneonta. So it's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear local news with Rob Ray. So stay tuned for that, and then we'll have the second half coming up on WCDO.
Here's a look at WCDO News. The Susquehanna SPCA announced two programs this month made possible by grants from the ASPCA in partnership with Subaru. Five-star Subaru in Oneonta will donate $100 for every dog or cat adopted from the shelter in Cooperstown. Tomorrow, October 11th, and on October 25th, a special low-cost clinic supported by the ASPCA grant will make spay or neuter procedures available for dogs of income-qualified individuals at a cost of $100 per dog. More information is available by calling the Susquehanna SPCA at 547-8111, extension 109. The next Nate Lowell Scholarship fundraiser will be held at Awestruck Ciders in Sydney this coming Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Lowell told WCDO News that Sunday's fundraiser is one of the key fundraisers for his scholarship.
Last year we raised about $5,400 for the scholarship, so we're hoping to do about the same this year, but it's one of those things, whatever we come out with is just going to be extra money for the scholarship. The golf tournament is still probably our biggest fundraiser, so anything we get from this will be just extra on top. And what's nice is we can do everything inside this year, so if the weather is bad on Sunday, feel free to come down. You'll be nice and dry inside.
Lowell said that there will be raffles at Sunday's event. Scholarships will be announced next year. Details are available at natelull.com. The Sydney Alumni Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be held this weekend. Spokesman Greg Davey told WCDO News who is being inducted this year.
Our class of 2023 inductees are Steve McMullen, class of 65, Don Pierce Jr., class of 84, Liz Eaton Forenzi, class of 2000, Josh DeMunn, class of 2002, Ashley Mallmeister, class of 2009. And our legacy award is actually three teams in one, 1983, 84, and 85 golf teams that won three consecutive league championships. This year we created a Legends category. We honor Ralph Barnard, Don Doyle, Bill Ray, Andy DeMunn Sr., and James Axtell.
Davey said that the inductees will be recognized at halftime of this Friday Sydney football game, and the induction ceremony will be held Saturday starting at 5 p.m. at the Sydney Elks Lodge on River Street. State police and emergency crews responded to a crash on I-88 eastbound in the town of Colesville between exits 5 and 6 yesterday afternoon. An investigation revealed that a pickup truck was pulling vehicles on a trailer. The operator lost control and rolled the vehicles, blocking both lanes of the highway. Traffic was shut down on the interstate, and travelers were detoured to State Route 7 and then back onto I-88 at Exit 6. The operator was an unidentified 51-year-old male from Elmira. He was treated at the scene but declined to be transported to an area hospital. State leaders presided over the 26th annual New York State Fallen Firefighters Memorial Ceremony earlier today in Albany. State officials honored 29 fallen firefighters at the 26th annual ceremony that was held at the Empire State Plaza Convention Center in Albany. The Tri-County forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy skies, low of 40. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, the high 60. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low around 40. Thursday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of afternoon showers, the high around 60. Friday, mostly sunny, the high near 60. And on Saturday, cloudy skies with rain likely, the high 50 to 55. For WCDO Radio News, I'm Rob Ray.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, Mirabito's been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. Call Mirabito today, 607-563-HEAT. Our halftime score here, 4-1. Unitego Franklin boys leading Skenivas. And, of course, the winner today will move on to Soccer Saturday, which will be this Saturday in Oneonta. The Tri-Valley League, the Delaware League, and the MAC Conference will all have their Boys and Girls Championship games on Saturday.
So that's what you're doing Saturday. Anything on the docket for Sunday?
So Sunday will also be a busy day. If you'd like to come down to Awestruck Ciders in Sydney, I'll have my second annual Nate Lull Scholarship event down at Awestruck, which is in the Industrial Park in Sydney, so right over by Acco Brands, from 11 to 5. It's all inside, so if it's raining, you know, you can come down, stay dry. If it's nice, they do have tables outside, etc. And so we'll have the Nate Lull Cider on tap, which is a caramel apple cider this year, as well as all the other Awestruck favorites. They have their Hama Cider out right now, which is a seasonal favorite of theirs. All sorts of other ciders, sodas, beers on tap. Mike Gavin from Gavin's Pizzeria, a good friend of ours at WCDO, he will be doing all the food. There'll be a ton of vendors there, craft vendors. If you want to come down and do some shopping, we will have a raffle there, which will include some big items, including you could come down and win a set of 4 winter snow tires, courtesy of Butler Auto. So a huge thank you to them. We have a Yeti cooler, a 55-inch TV, an Awestruck gift package. So there's a lot going on. You can come down and check all that out. We'll have live music as well at Awestruck Sunday from 11 to 5. Proceeds going to the Nate Lull Scholarship.
Sounds like a good time.
And maybe one of these young men out here could win the scholarship this fall for the, or this spring, I should say, for the class of 2024. We handed out $14,000 last year, and the main criteria is that you are a student, not even a student athlete, but just a student somewhere in kind of the WCDO Nate Lull coverage area. If you want more information on it, you can click the scholarship tab on natelull.com. So we're back underway here, Coach. Second half, Tri-Valley League boys soccer semifinals. 4-1 our score right now. Unitego Franklin boys leading Skenivas. The other semifinal is tied 1-1. I knew that would be a good game. That's the 2-3 matchup between Edmiston and the long-winded Cherry Valley Springfield Sharon Springs team. So no easy way to say that. Even when you say CVS SS, it's a lot. It's a mouthful. Here is Unitego Franklin going right to left now. The gray tops with the black shorts, the purple socks. A great pass from Kingsbury, and Bertzel's going for the hat trick, but Spranger denies him coming out to make the sliding stop.
Yeah, really nice job there. He cut off any chance of an angle at all that Bertzel had. Just was an aggressive play, so props to Spranger there for Skenivas.
Spranger is really doing some hard work. He's dirty down there. He's been sliding. He's had to make some diving saves. Kudos to him for the Dragons, again, who are playing a man down here today due to injuries. So we're 2 minutes into the second half, and again, the winner will move on to the Tri-Valley Championship. And first half goals for Skenivas, two from Chase Bertzel, one from Braden Johnson, one from Corbin Tyrell. For Skenivas, we believe it was kind of a bouncing play, but we think it was Alan Osborne who will get the credit for that goal for the Dragons. That's kind of your scoring recap there. Several of these Unitego Franklin guys are on our top scorers list as well on NateLall.com. Oh, and Braden Johnson just a little offsides as he was trying to get the, collect that through ball there from Kingsbury. So a free kick coming here for the Dragons. Coach, will we maybe see you on Sunday, I hope?
I got to check the schedule and see what's going on, but I'm intrigued by the raffles and the lottery. That's my kind of thing. So I'm going to try to make an appearance.
There is a Five Kids Bakehouse gift card up in our smaller raffle that we're doing, which is always a favorite if you are aware of them over in Gilbertsville.
That's dangerous.
That's very dangerous. So I went in there today to pick up the gift card from Cole and Heather. If you haven't been to Five Kids Bakehouse in Geeville, it's awesome. I don't mind talking about them because it's like a New York City-style bakery in the middle of nowhere over in Gilbertsville. Worth the trip. People find it and they go, how did I not know about this? So that gift card, I think, will be a hot item. So, and I went in there today and it just smelled amazing. So,
so be honest with your listeners here. Did you just pick up the gift card or
did
you did something else?
No, I swear. I didn't have time. There was a line. They did a favor to me by just saying, here you go, here's the gift card. So I didn't stick around. I wanted to, though, but always a great place. Here is David Clapper up the middle here for Unitego Franklin, trying to dish one off for Kingsbury. Top of the 18, he fires and just missing wide to the left. Spranger diving, might have just gotten his fingertips on it. Looks like it will be a goal kick, though. 4 minutes gone here, second half still 4-1 for Unitego Franklin. Wow, great kick there from Kingsbury, and but Spranger had a good beat on it for sure.
Yeah, if he didn't touch that and just let it go because he realized it was wide, that was a superb play.
Kingsbury traps down the goal kick here, but Skenevis will take it back. They'll play one up to midfield here. Nice ball there from Compitello, but it was taken back here by Braden Johnson. He tries to run through, and he's able to muscle one over to Chase Bertzel in the left corner. As again, UF now going right to left on your radio dial here in this second half. And UF with a centering pass here, again looking for Bertzel. Two goals already, slides one to Kingsbury. The Franklin product trying to dribble through, has his pocket picked there by Skenevis, and they'll take it away with Alan Osborne. He's able to clear. Compitello now had his pocket picked. Here's Clapper, and a little miscommunication taken away, and Tim Green will scoop it up here for the Dragons, playing one ahead here for Connor Morrell. Reg now looking for Osborne, stringing together some passes. They try to go to the right corner here as Skenevis goes left to right. And again, working forward here with Morrell still. Taken back by Unitego Franklin on the near side with Isaac Wright. Out of play, it'll go back to Skenevis. Isaac Wright, one of the young guys on this team, just a sophomore, but a very athletic guy. And a key piece to this midfield here for UF that probably doesn't get enough credit, along with some of the guys who put the ball in the back of the net. Xander Johnson with a good pass ahead for Bertzel, tries to split two defenders, but again, the Skenevis defense is there to take it away. Braden Johnson, though, steals it back. He's going to tee one up, and this one is just up over the bar and out of play. So 6 minutes gone in the second half, and it's Unitego Franklin 4 and Skenevis 1. Tri-Valley League boys soccer semis today here at the U.
Skenevis is just having a hard time mustering any type of offensive challenge. They did have a good opportunity early in the half with Morrell, but he just couldn't get his hips turned to get the ball on the frame.
Let's take a quick break here again with our score 4-1. Unitego Franklin boys leading Skenevis. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Watch Sunday football at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, and you'll get to order from the exclusive in-house only game day menu. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. Have fun perusing the local high school sports wall of fame. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, open Tuesday through Sunday. That same iconic atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works, our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
32 minutes to go here in this second half, and it's 4-1, Unitego Franklin boys on top of Skenivas in the Tri-Valley League soccer semifinals. Winner will go to the championship game on Saturday in Oneonta at the Wright National Soccer Campus. Spartan Devils knocking on the door again here at the top of the 18, and the Dragons able to clear on defense. And just to give everybody an update on the times for Saturday, the Delaware League will be playing in the morning. The Delaware League girls at 10, the boys at 10:15. The MAC games, which are already all set, the MAC boys play at 1 o'clock on Saturday. That game will be Afton-Harpersville against BG. The MAC girls will play at 3. That will be Sydney versus Unadilla Valley. Tri-Valley girls at 1:30, Tri-Valley boys at 3:30. Tri-Valley girls game, of course, is Milford versus Edmiston Morris, and we will know a little bit later today what our boys' matchup is. So that's all at the Wright National Soccer Campus in Oneonta on Saturday. I know they will be charging admission in the morning to the Delaware League games, but no admission will be charged for the MAC and the Tri-Valley games in the afternoon. So load up the car, bring everybody. So it'll be a good day, and hopefully the weather will improve by then. Ball at midfield. Clapper will scoop it up here for Unitego Franklin. Alan Osborne with a good job on defense to hustle back here for the Dragons, and he'll look to play to the outside. 9 minutes into the second half, still a 4-1 game. All our scoring coming in the first half of this one. Osborne with a dangerous clear here. He sent it back towards the UF goal, but then the Dragons were able to play it out. And again, Skenivas playing with only 10 guys here today.
Yeah, I think he hustled back and did such a good job on defense, but the ball got stuck in the corner there, and his options were give Unitego Franklin a corner, or do I send it back to the middle? And he chose the middle.
Here's Kingsbury again, right side, finding Bertzel, and he fires into the left corner of the net. It's a goal for Unitego Franklin, and the hat trick there for Chase Bertzel. With 30 minutes to go here in the second half, it's 5-1, and Bertzel really with a nice low shot to the corner. Not much Spranger could do about that. And we'll have to check on NateLaw.com when we get a chance here to see what that's going to bring Bertzel up to for the year, as I believe he was already in the top five of local scoring here for the boys. And it looks like he's going to get a little breather now with 3 goals on the day for Unitego Franklin. So well done. So 5-1 our score. And the Dragons will get the ball back again in the white tops with the royal blue shorts and the blue socks here today. And they have put in a valiant effort, being a man down, playing the number one seed here in the Tri-Valley playoffs. And again, we explained earlier, it was a three-way tie to see who was going to get this four spot. Came down to Skenivas, Morris, and Worcester. And Skenivas was able to get the four spot here today. Dragons with the ball down the left side. Boy, and if you're just tuning in, Skenivas scored that first goal, Coach, and it looked like they had that 1-0 lead for probably a good 10 or 15 minutes before UF was able to cash in, and they certainly had some good energy at that point in the game.
Yeah, they've played hard. I mean, even though the score is not in their favor at the moment, they're still playing hard, so you got to give them credit. They're out there giving their best effort and just seeing what happens.
For Chase Bertzel, he came into today's game with 16 goals on the season, which was good, tied for second in the area with two other guys, Gavin McEnroe from Edmiston and Bobby Merciliot from Afton-Harpersville. So depending on what else happens today, Bertzel now with 19 goals would put him in second place in the area in terms of goals scored this season.
Isn't your leader from Afton-Harpersville with like 25?
21 for Equan Patterson from Afton-Harpersville. So everybody's still within striking distance on the boys' side. And coming into today, Equan had 21. Three guys with 16, one with 15, one with 13, one with 12. So kind of that range right there for our local leaders. And our local assist leader is also out on the field today, as our local assist leader is Jake Kingsbury with 17 assists coming into today's game. And we'll see what he ends up with. I know he has at least one so far. So 28 minutes to go here in this second half. Unitego Franklin dominating at the moment, 5-1. Kingsbury flipping one back in for Clapper. Takes it in deep, but again, the Dragons defense is able to clear it out. Back to Xander Johnson, who intercepts that clearing pass and goes to the far side. And this ball knocked out of bounds, and it'll be a throw-in here for Unitego Franklin. So 5-1 our score with 27 and a half minutes to go in this second quarter. Tri-Valley League Soccer semifinals here. Braden Johnson's going to get a rest, as well as Jake Kingsbury, as some of the reserves heading in now for head coach Alicia Lang for her UF club. So these guys want to keep them out, keep them safe, and injury-free for Saturday if they move on.
I did just go verify. Kingsbury does have one assist today, so that bumps him up a little bit higher on your assist list there on NateLull.com.
Yeah, he's got 18 now, which, again, depending on, you never know what happens from day to day, but Jake had 17 coming into today. Following him was Connor Carino from SK with 12, and then Ryan Dawson from Afton Harpersville with 10. So all those teams are playing today. SK plays today as well as Afton Harpersville. So we'll see by the end of the day where everybody ends up. But Jake has built himself a little bit of a lead there in the assist category. And so 27 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Second half, I should say. And a 5-0, 5-1 lead for Unitego Franklin over Skenevis. Compitello is able to tap one forward. And finds Alan Osborne. Little give and go back to Compitello. Tries to go to the far side. Lost control of it to Xander Johnson. And now to David Clapper, who will work it forward. Now back to Johnson. Streaking down that right side. Tries to play a ball far, but Spranger comes out and just has a step on him. And he's able to scoop it up here with 26 minutes to go.
That ball just was touched just a little bit too hard, or I think Xander would have had a good shot at a goal there.
Yeah, Xander Johnson, one of those guys that you like to see score if you're a UF fan, because he's always working hard, he's always doing the little things, playing back on defense, and when he gets that look, you'd like to see him capitalize, but the run, unfortunately, wouldn't work for him there. Compitello with a long pass ahead. Aiden Ross is able to beat this out as Makai Regg was burning down on that one for the Dragons, but he just ran out of real estate. Ross with a long punt ahead. And scooped up here by the Spartan Devils. Feel like a little bit of less energy in this second half. I think mostly with UF having the lead and just trying to hang on here throughout the second half, punch their tickets to the championship. Kingsbury going to go back in now here for UF. So we'll see what Coach Lang decides to do in terms of rotating players in and out, keeping guys as fresh as she can. And Kingsbury coming back in, I believe, yeah, coming in for Clapper. So Clapper will head to the sideline with 25 minutes to go. Against Skenevis playing with 10 today, a valiant effort for the Dragons here against this Spartan Devils team, who come in with a record of 13-1-1 on the year, freshly state-ranked as of this week. I know the boys were happy about that. And Skenevis doing all they can, fighting hard against this Class C UF team. Here is Makai Regg trying to go to the opposite corner on the left side. It's intercepted and taken away here by the Spartan Devils. Regg will pull one back. Nice little step-over move. Cuts back to the middle. Tries to fire one in on net. And Ross is there to get the bouncing ball and hold on.
And we should get the sectional seating information later this week, correct?
The meeting is tomorrow night. And then they will release the brackets probably Thursday afternoon. So we'll know where our local teams, boys and girls for soccer, will be playing in the sectional tournament, which will begin next week. So any games today and tomorrow will still count, and then the meeting will be Wednesday night. So everybody will have their official sheets in, and everything will be tallied up by the committee, and we'll have our sectional brackets, which we will make sure we release on social media, and I know that they will also be on the Section 4 Athletics website this year, so you can go on and check them out there as they're revamping that page to try to make it a little more user-friendly for going on and finding the information you need. So 23 minutes to go here in the second half, a 5-1 game. Want to make sure you stay tuned after today's game as we'll have our wrap-up post-game show where we'll hand out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game, brought to you by NBT Bank, Rabideau Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. So Unitego Franklin rotating some players in and out here in this second half. I think trying to give everybody as much run as possible, but also maintain and make sure you didn't have any injuries down the stretch. And so we'll see if we get any more updates here. Last update I have, 1-1 for Edmiston against Cherry Valley Springfield at Sharon Springs in the other semifinal game. About 25 minutes left, so we're right on par with them in terms of the time, so I'm sure everybody will be wanting to know how that game's going.
And that game is at Edmiston, correct?
At Edmiston today, yes. And so I'm sure once the final whistle sounds here, whether whoever wins, UF or Skenevis, they'll look up here and say, who won the other game? And from the looks of it, we might say, boy, that game's in overtime. So, which would not surprise me. In fact, we did a game at Edmiston a couple of years ago, I believe it was in the league playoffs, where they went to PKs and they got too dark and they called the game. And we went back the next day just to do PKs to decide that game. It was wild.
Is that a boys' game?
That was a boys' game, yeah. I believe it was the boys' semifinal game between Edmiston and Lawrence, maybe, before they were merged with Milford. Probably 2, 3, maybe even 4 years ago now. But I was just like, wow. I went back the next day, had to finish it, and we were there maybe 15 minutes. So it was crazy.
Spent longer in the bus ride, the kids did,
yes,
probably, than doing the shootout.
Yeah, but it had gotten so dark, which
wouldn't have been right.
Wouldn't have been right, no. And that's another reason I think they decided to play here today at Unitego. If you got into a PK situation, you could have the lights here for that one and not have to worry so much as you do at the small schools about, boy, if we go to OT and this goes to PKs, what are we going to do? Which it's that time of year. Unitego Franklin with the ball in the box on the left side. A shot goes up and over the bar and out of bounds here for the Spartan Devils.
As long as you brought up overtime there, something that may come up, may not, but last year it did in the boys' Tri-Valley Championship. The Tri-Valley does not play any overtime in the league championship games. And the reasoning behind that is we do not want someone to get injured and then not able to participate in sectional play. So that's a league policy, and we just crown co-champions.
Here is Bertzel dishing one off here for Unitego Franklin. He's back in Wyatt Beers with the shot, but it goes wide to the right with 20 minutes left, and UF leading Skenevis 5-1. And I always know there's mixed feelings on the no overtime thing, but it's been that way for a while now, and we have seen several co-champions over the years.
I believe last year you had co-champions with Morris.
And Unitego Franklin.
And Unitego Franklin.
I believe that was a 1-1 game last year, well-played game. My favorite quote of all time, and it might not be radio appropriate, but we're going to share it anyways. A local coach told me after tying in the Tri-Valley Championship, I said, Coach, how do you feel? He said, well, Nate, it's a little bit like kissing your sister, is what he said to me. I said, all right, Coach, I can understand that. So, but I think all the coaches like that you don't get a guy hurt in overtime, because if that did happen, it would be devastating with sectionals coming up. But everyone wants that title, you know? So I understand it both ways. Here is Kingsbury moving forward. We'll chip it to the left side now. And they'll work it into the corner here for UF. Centering pass finds Bertzel, taken off of his boot. And a nice job by the Skenevis defense and Austin Tilley to clear it away. He's played well today.
Yes, very well.
19 minutes to go here, second half. And again, UF booting one back in. still knocking on the door here with Wyatt Beers, who's fresh off the bench here for the Spartan Devils. Pushed into the corner, splits two defenders. Centering pass here will chip up to the top of the box. Running onto it here is Alan Ibrahimovic. And this one knocked away and out of bounds. 18.5 left here for Unitego Franklin. And they'll look to play it down the sideline. Taking their time. Getting a couple of different subs into the game. And I've noticed that some of the guys like Bertzel there already with the hat trick, he's been trying to dish it off a little bit more when they get towards the box, looking to get other players involved. So a throw-in now comes to Kingsbury. And they'll continue to set it up here. Dragons trying to hang tough here. Down a player for the entire contest due to injuries, but they've had a valiant effort. Kingsbury chipping one into the box here for the Spartan Devils to the right side on the end line. A chip out in front, a head ball goes wide to the right here as Kingsbury trying to set up Adam Blake out in front of the net.
This is a nice header, it just didn't go the right direction.
Yeah, he was right there. Good position. Just went wide to the right.
He was right where he was supposed to be. The ball just didn't cooperate.
I believe several of the other leagues as well, Coach, do the championship game tie. I believe the Delaware League does the same thing. And I can't remember off the top of my head about the MAC. One of them might play overtime. All the things I'll have to refresh my memory on this week. Here's Bertzel, top of the 18. Blocked away. Nice job by Jackson Reed to sacrifice a body there, and then we're going to have a whistle back by the 18, and it's going to be a kick coming out for the Dragons.
I think you got a handball there on Kingsbury. Wasn't intentional, but it did come up and hit his hand.
So this Unitego Franklin team, you know, I think over the last couple of years, they just keep finding ways to win games, and this is a relatively young team as well. Yes, they're going to lose some key pieces at the top, but Coach Alicia Lang does a great job. I went over in August, and these guys were doing a clinic over there, a summer soccer camp at Franklin. And they're just all so invested in the program and playing in the off season and getting new guys involved. Here's a nice centering pass for UF that goes through. Rashad Keel with a good look. Just goes wide to the right. But you could see then that they were invested. They were excited for the season. And it looks like it might pay off with a trip to the Tri-Valley Championship here. It was a great game with Morris a year ago that ended in a tie. Unfortunately for Morris in that game, that's the game where Scott Murphy got hurt, and I felt like that really hurt Morris going forward in the Class D sectionals last year. They made it all the way to the semifinals, but without Scott, that was a tough draw for them. Ended up losing to Southern Cayuga, who went on to defeat Courtright in penalty kicks in last year's Class D championship game in Section 4, and then Southern Cayuga went all the way to the state Final Four before losing a heartbreaker. Here's Kingsbury trying to tee off in front of the net. Got blocked, comes back. Xander Johnson, a shot, and Spranger with a diving save to the right post, robbing Xander of that goal.
Another nice save by the Skenevis goalie.
So Spranger continuing to make nice save after nice save in this 5-1 ball game with Unitego Franklin boys here in the Tri-Valley semifinals, again leading 5-1 with 15 minutes left. We'll have our post-game show after this. And a big thank you to anybody listening as well on WCDOsports.com. As here is Xander back into the box from the 6. He fires and it's blocked partially. Ball rebounds over into the left corner and both teams chasing for it there. Again, our web stream brought to you by SFCU as well as our game audio archive. You can go back and listen to these games anytime. It's a free download, all courtesy of SFCU. And they're a proud sponsor of our website, WCDOsports.com. Xander with another shot, and this one to the left side. But again, Spranger is equal to the task. And so Xander just being denied here by the Skenevis defense. Ball kicked deep into the Unitego Franklin defensive end. Clapper will play it out here for the Spartan Devils with 14 minutes left. And we will definitely keep an eye on that other semifinal game, which is still a 1-1 tie. Last check we had between Edmiston and Cherry Valley Springfield, Sharon Springs. I feel like that CVS SS team has had a nice run kind of under the radar this year. Not a lot of people have talked about them in the conversation, but they've consistently been at the top of the standings. Would not be surprised if maybe they could give Edmiston, a state-ranked team, all they could handle here today. Edmiston also hadn't played in about, I want to say, 8 days when I looked earlier today. And this time of year, you never know how that's going to affect a team. Shot here for Unitego Franklin from in deep. Boy, that was a good look there for Rashad Keel, but Spranger again, sliding over, is able to make the save. Spranger is really making a play here for maybe that dynamic defense award tonight.
I mean, you look at the score, you say, oh, it's 5-1, but it could easily be a lot more than that. And the goals that Unitego Franklin has scored, he really didn't have a chance to save.
No, the shots that they have scored on have been well-placed balls to the corner, low shots that he just couldn't quite get to. Chase Burtzel with the hat trick today, and so he's been outstanding for sure. So 12 and a half minutes to go here in this second half. It's 5-1. A long pass ahead here for Skenevis out of play over the goal line. It'll be a goal kick coming up here for the Spartan Devils.
I just was able to check with the statisticians. The Skenevis goalie had 13 saves on the day.
So. Wow, well done.
Yeah, very nice job down there.
Yeah, he's going to end up with probably another 5 or 6 the way this is going, and he's certainly earned maybe a post-game award here coming up in just a couple of minutes. With UF leading 5-1, trying to book another trip to the Tri-Valley Championship, here's Xander Johnson. He tried to casually swat that down with his hand to his foot, and he got busted for that one. Free kick here for the Dragons. They quickly try to play it up the field, looking for Jackson Reed to the left side. And Reed passing forward to midfield. Osborne now to Makai Regg. And a good chip going for the left corner, but the Spartan Devils defense is there. And just a reminder, we won't be doing any football this weekend here on CDO. Our next football game will be October 20th, which will be Sydney traveling up on a Friday night to take on Oneonta. So that will be a division game as Sydney has moved up this year. That game will be at OHS on October 20th, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. It'll be a soccer-heavy weekend for us here on CDO, so want to make sure you follow along. Spartan Devils with 11 minutes left and a 5-1 lead. They get it to Kingsbury into the box, splits two defenders, but knocked out of there by the Dragons, and they'll play one back up to Osborne. A big boot, and we'll see if Makai Regg can use that speed to run onto it, but he's got a tough matchup there as Clapper has been moved to the back here on defense and will push it to the outside and look to clear. Clapper somehow kept that in bounds. Works it back up to midfield. Here's Osborne looking with a little give and go for Makai, and that one stolen back here by UF. They've moved Xander to the front line here, trying to continue to give him opportunities for Unitego Franklin. He'll have one here straight away, passing to the outside for Keel. Keel with an entry pass, had it poked off of his foot. Capitella will look to clear for Skenevis, and he does. Knocked out of bounds by the UF defense at midfield, and the Dragons will have a throw in here. Nate Lawland, Greg Bonskowski with you on WCDO. We're going to pause for a 60-second break. We'll be right back. 5-1 our score. UF is leading Skenevis in the Tri-Valley semifinals for boys soccer here on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
9 minutes to go here in this second half. A 5-1 lead for Unitego Franklin over Skanevas. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Stay tuned. After the game, we'll have our post-game report. Also, if you're tuning in, maybe on your drive home looking for local news, we did have that at halftime, and we will have it right after the game for you as well to catch you up on some local news. So 8.5 to go here in this second half, and it's 5-1 for Unitego Franklin over Skanevas. And we'll probably play the local news one more time just to get it in, since we interrupted some of our local programming, our normal programming, in afternoon drive today for this special soccer contest. Good pass from Kingsbury, ahead for Rashad Keel with 8 minutes to go. Keel with a shot, but right into the breadbasket again here of Spranger, the goalie. And they're doing everything they can to get some of these guys on the bench involved in the offense here late in this second half. And so Dragons trying to bring it back up the field here, trailing 5-1. And again, in case you're just joining us, Skanevas has played this entire game a man down due to injuries, and they've just had great effort. Spranger, the goalie, has been tremendous, and really haven't seen them drop their heads at all today. They knew they had a tough task coming in here playing the top seed, and good energy today from the Dragons for sure. 7.5 to go here in this second half. And UF with a throw in here near midfield, and it's knocked away. Kingsbury trying to chase onto it here. And the Dragons, again, in their white tops with the royal blue shorts, passing one ahead down the left side, but Clapper intercepts here for Unitego Franklin. And ahead now for Chase Bertzel. Bertzel to the right side, back to Clapper, streaking in back from his position on defense, chasing after this ball, now looking for Braden Johnson. Chops one in to the far side, and he had a player open over there. That was Carter Post, and he'll want that one back. It just deflected off of his foot. Another chance here for UF. This one off the foot of Johnson and wide left.
Two good chances there for Unitego Franklin.
And you can see, again, they're continuing to try to set up some guys who haven't scored in this game, as everybody on the UF bench here today has gotten into the game at one point or another. We'll take another break here for 60 seconds, about 6.5 minutes to go in this second half. 5-1, Unitego Franklin leading Skanevas in the soccer semifinals for the Tri-Valley League here on CDO.
Where you bank matters, and Visions Federal Credit Union is proof. When you join the Visions family, you fuel a mission of community service that builds a better place to live, work, and play for all of us. What do you get in return? The strength of a $5.6 billion credit union that has your back and exists to support your financial well-being. Find out how Where You Bank can help you and your community today. Visit visionsfcu.org/cares. Federally insured by NCUA.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home close to home.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 5:15 to go here in the second half. We have gotten word that the other Tri-Valley semifinal is going to overtime. Edmiston and CVS Sharon Springs are tied 1-1, so they are into overtime, and we will get as many updates as we can. It is a golden goal situation, so they might score before we are off the air. You never know. Kingsbury on the back post, looking for a through ball there from Johnson. Braden, that is, and he just missed it. And so we will see who wins that game. That's that was a coin flip type of game going in, because those teams had tight games in the regular season. Edmiston has, you know, kind of had their number. Edmiston hadn't played since last week. You wonder if they're going to be just well rested or maybe a little rusty. Sounds like a great game today over there in Edmiston. Winner of that game will play the winner of this game, which right now, with about 4 minutes left, is Unitego Franklin, leading 5-1. Goal kick here for the Dragons, booting this one up near midfield and running onto it. Here is Chase Bertzel. Bertzel to Kingsbury. Floating one in, knocked out of there by the Dragons. To the left side, Kingsbury will get it back. Kingsbury for Braden Johnson. Long, high shot from the outside is no good, but it did from a tough angle there. I think it went through the uprights of the football field goal post there. Even the Skenevis goalie, Spranger, put it up to say that's
good.
He
said it was good. It looked like one of the officials at an NFL or college game that stands underneath the goal post there. He was signaling that that was good.
I'm told from the other game that it's been a very even contest between Edmiston and CVSSS, and that neither side has really gotten a great look. It's just kind of an even back-and-forth affair. So we will see who will be playing Unitego Franklin on Saturday at the Wright National Soccer Campus. Here is Johnson. He wants to tee up another one. Kept this one low, but it couldn't get through traffic. Blocked out of there by the Dragons, and they'll look to clear, but it goes right off of Johnson. And finally, Skenevis is able to push it to the outside. Down to 3 minutes left, and again, we'll have our post-game show coming up in just a couple of minutes. Johnson with a centering pass here. Almost want to get Braden out of there. He's one of those guys. You never, something wacky always happens to Braden, right? You might want to get him safe on the bench at this point. As Kingsbury with a rip from about 20 yards out. Spranger's there to scoop it up. Spranger with a deep punt. That's a great ball there. Clapper was right there to trap it out of the air. Here's Osborne for the Dragons. Looking to go to the right corner flag here. Bounced off of a defender out of play, and Skenevis will get it back here in front of their own bench. Throw in for Osborne, deflected out of bounds, kept in here by Osborne again for another throw in. So again, thanks for joining us today. Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski, wanted to bring you this special soccer presentation. A midweek afternoon game, thought it was worth it for the Tri-Valley League semifinals here since this game was being played at Unitego. Perfect setup for our radio broadcast. And we'll have our post-game show coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Here's Braden Johnson running onto it. A shot goes wide to the left with a minute 45 to go. Goal kick coming for the Dragons late in this one. So again, with 90 seconds left, can't stress it enough, and I'm sure we'll say it during the post-game show. Great effort today from Skenevis. Would have been easy to come in here, hang your heads. Only playing with 10 guys. You lost to Unitego Franklin last week by a wide margin, but great effort, and they had that 1-0 lead for quite a long time before UF was able to kind of find their groove on offense and pump in four goals in the first half. It's been a 1-0 game here in the second half, just a one-goal game. But here is Makai Regg down the right side corner, tries a centering pass, and Clapper is able to knock it out of bounds. So we are under a minute to go here in the second quarter. Second half, I should say. I keep looking at the football clock, thinking second quarter here, but be a long throw-in for Skenevis.
It does say quarter next to it.
It does. I keep looking at it, and we're here for football all the time, so it's just in my head that way as UF is able to clear. Skenevis will get one more game on the season, as there will be a consolation game. They will play the team that loses in the other semifinal game later this week on Friday, most likely. So 25 seconds left here as Unitego Franklin looking to punch their tickets officially to the Tri-Valley Championship game, as they've become a very tough team to deal with here in the Tri-Valley League. So we're down to 10 seconds left, and this will wrap up our regular regulation time here, and it'll be a 5-1 win. There we go. It clicks down to zero. And Unitego Franklin is on to the championship game. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the post-game show coming up here on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
At Community Bank, putting our customers first has been our philosophy for more than 157 years. By providing exceptional, friendly service, we help individuals, businesses, and municipalities manage their finances to make the most of their money and their life. As a full-service bank, we offer checking and savings accounts, all kinds of loans and mortgages, and helpful, smart advice. Stop into any branch or visit cbna.com. Community Bank. Bank happy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Community Bank is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area. We have all size roll containers for construction debris and household cleanouts. And our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Again, 5-1 our final here today. Unitego Franklin boys defeating Skenevis to move on to the Tri-Valley League Championship game. We're still waiting to hear who wins that other game as they are currently in overtime. Edmiston taking on Cherry Valley Springfield, Sharon Springs. So we'll take another break, and when we come back, we'll go through our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. But before we do, I just thought I would give you the scoring summary today. Chase Burtzel with three goals, two in the first half, one in the second half. So he gets the hat trick. He's kind of the hero today for Unitego Franklin. Corbin Tyrell with another goal and also with an assist. Braden Johnson with a goal today, and Jake Kingsbury with an assist. We believe, and we will double-check this, that the Skenevis goal came early in the game from Alan Osborne. But, Coach, again, credit to Skenevis. They scored early. Really looked like for a while there they might shock the world.
Yeah, they came out with really nothing to lose. And, I mean, being down a player, they could have easily just said, oh, hey, you know, we lost to Unitego Franklin just not long ago, 9-0. But they didn't do that. They came out, scored the first goal, and kind of had the momentum for quite a while there in the first half, and Unitego wasn't finding the back of the net, and they had put some pressure on them by taking the one-goal lead, but then Unitego's offense kind of clicked into high gear, and they were able to score those four goals in the first half. But I give a lot of credit to Skenevis. They didn't give up today. They played hard the entire game. I think at one of the breaks I said to you, geez, I really would like to see how Skenevis would do today if they had a full roster. So you hope that they get their 11 guys back for their next playoff game, and good luck the rest of the way to them this season.
All right, we'll take one more break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Again, UF defeating Skenevis today 5-1. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back one last time here. We're doing our post-game show as Unitego Franklin defeats Skenevis today 5-1 to move on to the Tri-Valley League Championship. And we've just heard that Cherry Valley Springfield Sharon Springs has shocked Edmiston 2-1 to move on. So, Coach, what do you think about that? You just never know in the playoffs.
Yeah, you never know. That's why you go play the game. And, you know, you never know if it was just a strange bounce, if it was a great individual effort. You know, both teams certainly sounded like they had their chances from the reports you were getting via text that said that both teams had kind of played evenly. And, you know, Cherry Valley Springfield and Sharon Springs gets the goal in overtime, the golden goal. I wondered who scored it, but we didn't have that info yet. All we got was that they won.
We do have it now. Chris Cade scores both goals. He's been tremendous this season. So he scores both goals today for CVSSS. Wow.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, let's get into our three awards here. First, we have our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We'd like to go with Chase Bertzel here today. Three goals, gets the hat trick, and look at this, he can do it all. He's out there with no cleats on right now, picking up the corner flags here, running around, so... a hard-working guy before, during, and after the game, so he gets our offense award. He just had a nose for the goal today.
Yeah, he seemed to be in the right spot at the right time, almost on every offensive possession. He had a lot of chances early that he was getting frustrated, wasn't able to find the back of the net, but he certainly was able to do that. I think he scored two goals in the first half there, and then he had the lone goal in the second half, so he was pretty solid today for Unitego Franklin.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school teams here on WCDO. We'd like to go with the Skenevis goalie today. Ryan Spranger was great. 15 saves, am I correct, Coach?
Yeah, that's what the scorekeeper said as they left the press box here.
So 15 saves for him. So we're going to give him the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. So congratulations to him. We just thought he was a big piece today for the Dragons. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney. Always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports here on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We sound like a broken record, but I just feel like the game goes through this guy. Jake Kingsbury, again, will be our all-purpose player. He just does so many of the little things that doesn't necessarily show up in the box score.
Yeah, in order to be successful, I don't care what sport you're playing, you need guys that are kind of like the glue guys that kind of keep the game together. They understand the game maybe a little bit better than others. It just seemed like every time Jake had the ball today that he made a productive play with the ball. He either had an opportunity to shoot and put it on the frame and force the goalie to make a save, or he was able to put the ball to the right location and to a teammate who could do something positive with it. So that was the first time I really have had a chance to see him play. Only a freshman, I was very impressed with his knowledge of the game, with his foot skills, and his ability to be that glue guy for Unitego Franklin.
I love when you use that term. I think it's perfect and appropriate today for Jake, for sure. So our Tri-Valley Championship is set, Coach. Unitego Franklin, the one seed, will take on the three seed, Cherry Valley Springfield Sharon Springs. So that will be an interesting championship matchup on Saturday. So we'll be there in the rain. You can follow along on Twitter for sure.
Hopefully the forecast changes.
I hope so. We've had our fair share of rainy days there the last couple of years, so we'll see what happens. But either way, I'll be there.
I mean, it's not bad if it's just cold and windy. You can kind of try to stay warm there, even though there's not a lot of trees on the right national soccer campus there. But when it's raining and then it's cold, it's just it's not a fun day. So.
No, it's tough. It's tough. So, well, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our WCDO studios. He's our in-game producer. Also to Rob Ray and Craig Stevens. They helped us get through today as we had you know, news at halftime, news before the game. We're also going to bring you local news with Rob Ray right now, as well as our stock report. So if you were listening along for that, we'll have that shortly. So, Coach, thanks again.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for the invite, and thanks for all you do for local high school sports.
For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. Thank you, Coach. And, again, follow along on Saturday, Soccer Saturday, all day long up in Oneonta. You can follow us on Twitter for updates. So have a great rest of your night from WCDO Sports.
Here's a look at WCDO News. The Susquehanna SPCA announced two programs this month made possible by grants from the ASPCA in partnership with Subaru. Five-star Subaru in Oneonta will donate $100 for every dog or cat adopted from the shelter in Cooperstown. Tomorrow, October 11th, and on October 25th, a special low-cost clinic supported by the ASPCA grant will make spay or neuter procedures available for dogs of income-qualified individuals at a cost of $100 per dog. More information is available by calling the Susquehanna SPCA at 547-8111, extension 109.